From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East in light of this week's ballistic missile test by Iran. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. is not immediately considering increasing troops in the Middle East in response to what he called Iran's misbehavior, but warned that Washington and the world cannot ignore Iran's actions. University of Pennsylvania scholar Ian Lustig on any effects sanctions might have on Tehran.
American economic sanctions we could ratchet up above and beyond those that the Congress is already enforcing. But as long as the rest of the world is not joining with us in those sanctions, it's really not going to hurt Iran that much.
New sanctions are a culmination of the Trump administration's aggressive stance with Tehran following a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with the nuclear deal former President Barack Obama and other world leaders negotiated with Iran. A United States military official says a U.S. Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. This comes after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea on Monday that killed two crew members. Republican-led U.S. Congress has taken one of its first steps toward fulfilling a promise to roll back Obama administration regulations. They passed legislation to end a rule requiring oil and gas companies to disclose payments from the U.S. and from foreign governments. This is VOA News.